This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today's message is, I will avoid comparing my life's race to another's. Recently, I was reading a synopsis about the lives of both Joseph and Moses, and the way the piece was written, it's easy to sort of immediately compare and contrast the two men's lives. And in reading, we see that Joseph grew up in an average household, whereas Moses grew up more privileged, and Joseph spent his early years in prison while Moses spent his in a palace. And ultimately, Joseph was nearly murdered while Moses was a murderer. And sometimes in the natural world, we can look over at another person's life and think about how they may have had easier times or their start was easier. And I know even as a young girl, I would think if that were the case with me and a person close to me, that God must love that person more or must have favor over that person than me. And as a result, my self-esteem would take a direct hit. But as I am proof of him working with me and opening my eyes and now thinking and knowing in the spiritual realm that that could not be further from the truth, we know with both of these men's lives, they were both used for God's glory, whereas Joseph brings famine relief to the people in Egypt and Moses leads God's people out of bondage. So the scripture that warms my heart in this is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Tune in tomorrow when we shift to a message of hope. Share this Be moment as others desire to be inspired. Finally, for more inspiration, visit bemoments.org.